Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear directly from you. The number is 844-322-2742, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. Again, 844-322-2742. So what have you learned during this virus shutdown? How do you feel about businesses opening again and your part in that? What have you learned about God? What about yourself? What have you learned about yourself during this time? Well, we'd love to hear it from you. Whether you're listening in the U.S. or Canada, call now, 844-322-2742. Once again, 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I love that intro today, Mr. Davis.
Thank you. That was
fantastic, just asking those questions. What have you learned during this coronavirus pandemic? How has it altered your life? We would love to talk about that on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Again, the number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Certainly, I think one of the things we learn in a situation like this is how important our relationship with Jesus Christ really is.
Absolutely.
Lots of times we just give that lip service. We talk about Jesus being important to us. We even may say things like, oh, I just love the Lord. And it's at times like these we see if those statements are genuine or if we're just saying stuff to say stuff.
Yeah.
And I hope and pray that many people are realizing that their faith is genuine in the midst of this, that it truly is rock solid, and that your faith in Jesus Christ is really even stronger through this than it's ever been, because you're learning more and more about his faithfulness, more and more about his love, more and more of the truth that his grace is sufficient in all things. So if you have something that you would like to talk about on today's broadcast, we invite you to call right now, 844-322-2742. This month we're talking about the grace of God and how vitally important the grace of God is. The book of Romans is really the case for grace. Paul, presents the case in such a marvelous fashion. Mm-hmm. It's almost a lawyer arguing the case for grace. So there's that aspect of it. An artist painting the picture of this grace of God that has been poured out on us in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's just majestic, this book of Romans, and really everything Paul says about the grace of God. And this was his mandate. He live to tell people the story of God's grace. As a matter of fact, he said, until I breathe my last, I am going to testify to the grace of God, the gospel of God's grace. That's what God put him on this planet to do, and that's what he did all the way until the very end. And yesterday, we talked about the fact that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that sentence doesn't start with all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It doesn't end there. Mm-hmm. There's not a period.
Yeah.
It keeps going. There's a conjunction. And we have been freely justified by his grace. And yesterday we talked about the fact that forgiveness, Paul never mentions forgiveness in the letter to Romans except for one time. And he quotes an Old Testament passage when he mentions forgiveness. And why is that the case? Because forgiveness is bound up in this righteousness that has been given to us through the gospel, through the power of the gospel. So you and I, because we have been made right, that means our sins have been forgiven once and for all. Not just some of them, but all of them. So how do you know your sins have been forgiven? Well, just ask the question. Are you righteous? Have you received the righteousness of God? Well, if that's a yes answer, and if you're in Christ, you've received the righteousness of God,
yeah,
that means your sins have been forgiven. That's the proof that you are a forgiven person. Paul put it this way in his letter to the Ephesians. He says this in verse 7, "In him we have redemption." That's the price Jesus paid to release us from the power of sin and death. And in this redemption, we have the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So how many of your sins have been forgiven? All of them, which means you are righteous in the sight of God. So that's a two-sided coin,
yeah.
Forgiveness on one, righteousness on the other. So if you've been declared righteous by the grace of God, it means you are a forgiven person.
And that is good news. It's the type of news you hear every day at Basic Gospel. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. Plenty of open lines, friends. We want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. So how has this coronavirus impacted your life? What are your thoughts? What's going through your mind? How has it affected you? And how has it changed how you see yourself and how you see God, as a matter of fact? 844-322-2742. And if it's roughly 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and you can speak directly with us right now. Again, 844-322-2742. How is the Christian life supposed to work, friends? Well, that's a question many people have struggled with over the years. If you strive to do the right things, if you wrangle with yourself to keep from doing the wrong things, you just want to be right with God, well, at the end of the day, you wonder why the Christian life isn't working for you. What's wrong? If that's your life, well, you might find the answer in Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. The way Bob tells it, he went through all the same things until he made a discovery that changed his life forever, and it can happen for you too. To say thank you to our donors this month, we want to send you a copy of this book with a life-changing message. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and help support this ministry of grace in Jesus Christ. Be sure to request your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace when you make your May gift to Basic Gospel. We need to get this message out, my friend.
Yes, we do. And I hope many people will take advantage of this offer, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We're approaching our five-year anniversary. That's coming up in July or August. We'll have to check that date, but we're going to have certainly a big promotion at that particular time. But this is a book that God has been using in the lives of people for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
It's gone far and wide. It's been translated into the Spanish language. So we have it both in the English language and the Spanish language. And we would love to put it into your hands. But it really takes an in-depth look at the grace of God.
Uh-huh.
And in my own simple way, I try to make the case for grace as well. And I think it's a case that we all need to explore and examine. Just as we examine the claims of Jesus Christ, we examine the proof of his resurrection, we also need to examine the case for the grace of God. Why grace? Why did God have to pour out grace on you and me to save us? Why is that the only way? Why can't works be included in that? Why can't we add a little something to it? Well, if you're thinking that way, then you don't really understand the real problem that God is saving you from. So this book will help you really plumb the depths of this grace of God and to put you on the path, the way of grace, as far as your Christian life is concerned. So take advantage of this offer. It's available for a gift this month, the Basic Gospel. And as you said, go to basicgospel.net, right?
Absolutely. Click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Once again, 844-322-2742. Bob, we had a question from Terry in Turlock, California. He describes himself as a visual learner and uses Young's literal translation for his study. And he had a question about Romans 15:8. He says, it says, "For I will not dare to speak anything of the changes, of the things that Christ did not work through me to obedience of nations by word and deed." And Terry would like an explanation of that.
Okay, so this is just Paul just talking about his life, his journey, his mission, his ministry, all the things that happened from the time of his conversion until he was penning this particular letter. And so he says, "I myself," this is verse 14, "am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
So God was sent Jesus into this world. Jesus came out of the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through Judah, and he entered into this world, and he was to be a blessing to the entire world. And this gospel went first to the Jew, and the Jewish people were looking to Jesus to truly be their Messiah, as the one who would defeat Rome and would elevate them as the preeminent nation so that they could carry out their mission of being a blessing to the world. But God had other purposes in Christ, and that was to save the Jew first because they needed salvation. They had been condemned under sin, just like the Gentiles had, so they needed salvation. And then this gospel was going to go out to the Gentile world. Well, Paul was tapped on the shoulder to be that guy to carry the gospel message out to the Gentile world. And so he's simply saying here that he hopes that his work in doing that is acceptable to God. And I think we will all look at Paul's writings and read his story and understand, amen and yes, praise the Lord, you did exactly what God called you to do. And we sit here today as believers in Christ of a Gentile background because of the ministry of Paul, because he opened his mouth and he took this message out to the Gentile world. So he says in verse 17, in Christ Jesus, then I have reason to be proud of my work for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. So all throughout his ministry, he continued to say things like, I am what I am. I've worked harder than all the others, but it's not me. It's the grace of God working in me. Galatians 2:20, the life that we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. And Philippians 2:13, we're to work out our salvation, for it is God who is at work in and through us to do and to will of his good pleasure. So all along, he is saying the source of this ministry is not himself, not his intellect, not his education, not his personality, not his polish or presentation or anything like that. His ministry is sourced by Christ. He is weak so that Christ could be strong, so that somebody's faith is not going to be in Paul and his ministry, but is going to rest clearly in the power of God.
Yeah.
And that's all he's saying here, is that he's not going to boast about anything that he's done or said. Mm-hmm. He's going to boast in the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God working through him to bring about God's will and desire for people who hear and respond to the good news of Jesus Christ.
Terry, thank you for reaching out. Glad to hear from you. If you have further questions, of course, as always, get back in touch with us here at Basic Gospel. And we have open lines, plenty of open lines. If you'd like to join the conversation today, give us a call at 844-322-2742. If it's around 13 after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's Basic Gospel Live. You can speak directly with us right now, 844-322-2742. Bob, a question on 1 John 5:6. And I'll get to it in just a moment, but I want to remind our listeners before we go there that we continue to stream live video to Facebook and YouTube every day. And you can find the link if you'd like to join the video stream of these broadcasts. You can do that at the homepage, basicgospel.net. There are a couple of links at the top of the page. Just pick your choice of streams from either Facebook or YouTube. We would love for you to join that particular group. Again, 844-322-2742, and we had this question, Bob, from Jay in Grosse Pointe Farms in Michigan. He says, I enjoy your programs, and I'm learning so much, and he exhorts us to keep up the good work. Then his question, 1 John 5:6, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. What is going on there?
Well, he's talking about testimony. And we all need testimony. We all need evidence. So, for example, when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have some evidence that we can look at. We have the four gospel accounts, mm-hmm. all four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, write down the story of Christ's resurrection. And they all tell the story a little differently. They all bring in various facts. And so when we look at those four accounts together, we get kind of a full picture of what actually happened. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for testimonial evidence as to the truthfulness, the veracity of something. And that was very important as far as the Jewish people were concerned. Sure. Testimony of two or three was enough evidence to judge a person guilty of a particular sin. That's why the Sanhedrin were looking for witnesses that they could bring forward that would bring some evidence against Jesus, something that they could use to hand him over to be tried and ultimately executed. So that's what they were, the Jewish people were really looking for was testimony. We have some testimony at the baptism of Jesus Christ. We see when he was immersed into the water, into that river Jordan by John the Baptist, we have the testimony of God's Spirit right there, a dove descending upon Jesus. We have the testimony of God the Father, his voice saying, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." Mm-hmm. We also see evidence of this at the Transfiguration when Peter, James, and John were there and they heard the voice from heaven, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Mm-hmm. So John is just gathering up testimony to say this Jesus that he is testifying about is truly the one that we've been waiting for. Yeah. He is God's anointed. He is the Lord, and it's in him that we can have life, and we can have life everlasting. Mm-hmm. So when he talks about the water and the blood and the Spirit, those are three voices all declaring the same thing about Jesus Christ. The water, the baptism, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Spirit, taking the things of the Lord Jesus, making them known to us. So mm-hmm. those three are corroborating voices concerning the person and work of Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say that we have this same testimony. What the water says about Jesus, what the blood says about Jesus, what the Spirit of God says about Jesus, we as believers in Christ have that same testimony inside of us. Mm-hmm. And that testimony bears witness to our human spirit that indeed we have life everlasting. So John goes on in this particular chapter and says, "I write these things so that you may know that you have eternal life." And how are you going to know? Because the same testimony that was given to us by the water, by the blood, by the Spirit is now on the inside of us. Paul talks about that in Romans chapter 8, also in Galatians chapter 4, and the fact that the Spirit of God bears witness with our human spirit that we are indeed children of God, and it's by him that we cry out, "Abba, Father."
Yes, indeed. Great answer, Jay. Thank you for your question. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And you know, Bob, just a week ago, Basic Gospel joined nonprofits and charities around the world with what was called Giving Tuesday Now, a focus intended to gain support for those organizations who are offering up help for people impacted by the COVID-19 virus. Well, while there are countless nonprofits globally that serve physical and social needs, well, Basic Gospel is here to serve the spiritual needs of people, offering hope and encouragement as we continue to confront the fear and anxiety, not only of the virus itself, but over lost jobs and lost income that can put so many families in jeopardy. So the need for support continues, friends, and we ask you to go online right now to basicgospel.net and click donate and make the most generous possible gift to support this message of hope and security in the Lord Jesus Christ. We would love for you to partner with us. Well, another question, Bob, that came in by email, this one, is from Rick, and the question goes, if God declares or decides who he wants to be saved and those whom he doesn't that take free will out of the picture? What are your thoughts on that? That's from Jay. I'm sorry, Rick.
Well, Rick, that's a great question, and it's that all important question concerning predestination. Does God go through human history and pick out some for salvation? Does he walk down a street and say, "I'm going to save you, but not you. I'm going to save you, but not you"? Is that how God operates? Is that how God works? And certainly, there's some various theologians and doctrines that would teach that very thing. But is it biblical? Does it line up with what the Word of God has to say? And what God has predestined is this, that all who call upon the name of Jesus, whether Jew or Gentile, will be saved. Mm-hmm. That's what God has predestined. And then all who do call upon the name of Jesus, he's predestined them to be adopted as sons. He's predestined them to be conformed to the image of his son. So there's a transformation that is going to happen inside of us. And that transformation is going to take place, yes, regardless of the bad turns and bad decisions that we make in our lives. That's not going to thwart God's plan. Why? Because he's already predestined that all who call upon the name of the Lord are going to be saved and are going to be conformed to the image of Christ. So much so that when he appears, we're going to appear with him and we're going to find out what we're really like. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the completeness of this transformation that God predestined to happen.
Yeah.
So there's lots of good things. He's also predestined that we would be holy and blameless in his sight because of the work of Jesus Christ. So instead of trying to make this, a you and a me, we need to take a higher view of this subject of predestination. When we look at it in Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3, when we look at it in Romans at the end of chapter 8 all the way through chapter 11, we see that just as God reached out to the Jew, he's now reaching out to the Gentile, and that he's predestined that the two will become one man in Christ. So he's predestined a whole new entity, and that's called the body of Christ. And that's you and me. And so that the Jews are included in that, the Gentiles are included in that. And how do we get included? Through faith in Jesus Christ, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So when we look at it from that vantage point, then this particular doctrine, instead of being divisive, instead of being confusing, it's unifying and it's clarifying. So I hope that helps, Rick, and thank you so much for that great question.
Absolutely. We appreciate hearing from all of those of you who write and call and send emails and however you get the questions to us or your comments to us. We appreciate hearing from you. And those of you who tuned in today, thank you for doing that. Just a quick reminder that our listener line is always open, so if Bible questions or life concerns arise, whether it's around the coronavirus or whatever life issue you might be experiencing and you'd like some guidance, we can take you into the Word of God for the answer and or the solution in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We would be privileged to do that. We're privileged to be here every day. Well, give us a call, 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you and answer your question or address your concern here at Basic Gospel. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent gift for our May donors. It's Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, offering a clear path to discover how the Christian life is really supposed to work. It's our way of saying thanks to you for your support of Basic Gospel. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and help us get the word out far and wide. As we said at the top of the program, there are many charities and nonprofits that reach out to those who have physical needs. Basic Gospel is here to offer help and encouragement and guidance in your spiritual life. And we would love to be able to, we'd be privileged to be able to continue to do that. So help us with your gift today. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel.